Could you tell me why you went to the vigil, please?
So Saturday evening, I obviously went to Clapham Common, where there was a vigil for Sarah Everard, the 33-year-old woman who did go missing in the area. And really, I wanted to go there because I've lived in the same area for so many years in Clapham. I know it so well. And really, she was a very similar age to me, Sarah Everard. And I wanted to pay my respects to her. And I also just felt that as a woman, a lot of us don't feel safe. And really, it was to support the womanhood as a whole. So I went down to the vigil. I actually went earlier in the day to lay some flowers, and it was a very somber mood. That was sort of early afternoon. And I went back in the evening, and the evening began somber as the daytime had been. Lots of people were laying flowers. There were flowers all around the bandstand. There were candles burning. There were lovely signs up just paying their respects to Sarah, saying that all she wanted to do was walk home, that they stood with her, they walked with Sarah Everard. It felt like a really powerful moment that evening, a moment where I felt proud to have gone to see everything that people were doing, really, to celebrate a woman's life that was lost when she just was heading home on that fatal evening of hers. But quickly, the mood did begin to change. So there were great people, speakers, women, they were up on the bandstand. They were talking about the rights that we should have and how we should be safe. And next minute, police officers started to walk around the bandstand, started to approach the people who were giving these very powerful speeches, really. And the crowd quickly turned to what seemed to be anger that the police were going to try and stop people from speaking out. And I felt that that was the moment the mood really changed in the whole vigil. It almost then, what people are now describing, it became a scene of a protest in many ways. And of course, that photograph of Patsy Stevenson, the woman who was forced onto the ground after being arrested by the police officers, it really shocked the nation. And of course, has prompted a lot of criticism of the Metropolitan Police. And like I did say, the mood changed. People were still there ready to support Sarah, but they were also there to let women speak. But it was a very difficult situation, I think, both for the police and both for people who wanted to get their point across, because of course, coronavirus is still prevalent here. We're still under lockdown. We are still in a pandemic, and those restrictions are still in place. And this is what the Met is saying. The Met is saying we did have to police the event and we did have to protect people from COVID-19. But I think the feeling is the police should have let these women speak out, stand on the bandstand and say what they really wanted to in that moment.
What the police are saying is that this goes against the COVID restrictions. Before the police turned up, what did you see in regards to social distancing and face masks and essentially adhering to COVID-19 safety measures?
So I was quite worried about this because obviously I was walking towards Clapham Common from my house and I just couldn't believe the amount of people who were heading to the same place. Everybody was carrying flowers. A lot of people had candles. But one thing that I did realise when I did get to the bandstand was a lot of people had masks on. So I'd say the majority of people who were at the vigil were wearing face masks. Social distancing was being adhered to, but I think that really changed when the police did get involved and the crowds were pushed even closer together. So I think as the night drew on and as things became more heated, so the lockdown measures and the 2 meter distance really slowly started to fade away.
How long were they there for? Like, if you had to sort of split the evening into, you know, the bit you were there for and the general protest that came afterwards, as you said, in a...
Oh, it's quite interesting because, as I said, I did go in the afternoon time and there was a police presence in the afternoon. And I live in Clapham and I've noticed more police than ever walking around Clapham Common and at the bandstand as people do continue to lay those flowers. When I went there in the afternoon, there were a lot of police. And as I stayed there through the evening for the vigil, that police presence really did stay at Clapham Common. And I think there have been a lot more bobbies on the beat since Sarah's disappearance. appearance, and I don't feel that the police presence did actually continue to rise throughout the evening. It was prevalent right from the outset.